it do, what it do. Welcome to the Mixin Podcast, the best show for content creators, mixer and Twitch streamers, and anyone interested in live streaming. See you on the other side. It's your dude, JT for real though. My goodness, my dudes, it is your homie, JT for real though, and it has been a long, long time, my dogs, long time, and I miss you all. It's actually pretty dope. I'm pretty excited. This is, it's fun just to step into this after so long, and more importantly, there's so many new, old, things to talk about, things to do, plans, and more importantly, you know, a kind of a blank canvas, and I guess that's the whole point of this, the reason why I want to talk to you guys, the reason why I wanted to touch base, and the reason why I wanted to get right back into the old vibe. Because my friends, I know everybody goes through this. I mean, everybody goes through either, you know, passion being strong, being, you know, the fire being low. Everybody goes through this roller coaster when it comes to life in general, jobs, content creation, streaming, everything. It's par for the course and standard for everybody. So this is what part of this episode's about. For one, me explaining where I've been, where I am in my life, or what's going on. I know I was thinking about it originally when I thought about this episode and thought about kind of talking about myself. Even though, you know, I tend to have a strong, confidence in myself, and I know for a fact that I'm a badass, amazing, talented cat. But sometimes when you want to talk about that or explain that to people, you start to worry, like, oh no, I'm going to start talking myself up, and people are just going to be like, what? What do you think? Screw you, dude. You know, who cares? But when it comes down to it, I thought about it. You know what? Screw that. What's the point of that? That's the opposite of who I am and who I know I am and the things that I can do. Confidence is par for the course in 80% of what I'm made of. You know what I mean? And I feel like there's been this thought behind everything that has just needled into that confidence. You know, has just cut into it. Just not decimated it, but weakened it. Where when I'm about to start a project or about to get into something, I've second-guessed myself thinking, you know what, I don't think this is going to be good enough, or like, I better prepare more. And I've heard this from, hundreds, I guess, of other creators, podcasters, people throughout the years. They all say this exact same thing, that's, you kind of have to push through those weak points, and you can't be a perfectionist. So, and I guess the better way to say that is push through and create, and don't worry. I mean, as long as it's okay, as long as you're putting forth effort, obviously. But don't worry about making it the absolute perfect. And I didn't realize I fell into that weird trap, and it's lasted a long time to get out. I mean, I had to make a lot of big, major choices in my life in order to come to this realization. And I know anyone who's followed this podcast or followed any of my content, you might at least know a little bit about my life where, you know, most of my, when I started streaming, I was, I was dating, somebody. And during that beginning first year and a half, I kind of had a pseudo partner in crime when it came to streaming and stuff. And that's, it's good and bad. And that's why I want to talk about this. Because the great part of it is it gave me like a second, a third leg to stand on. You know, anytime I kind of faltered or anytime I wanted to excitedly talk about something cool about it, I had a secondary person there that literally, I mean, that just enhanced and amplified my passions. You know, because I'm like, oh, check this out, cool. It's like, oh, cool, really? Let's do that. Oh, that's awesome. And then you just kind of bounce off each other, boom, 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 boom. And then I would just it was just like an adrenaline shot, boom, straight to the heart every day of passion and excitement towards the things I'm about to do. Now, the reason why I wanted to bring that up is now, let's say about year three-ish from since starting streaming and taking about 6 months off, because that's literally, dude, guys, anyone listening to me right now is probably like, oh my God, GT, has it been that long? It has been that long. I know a lot of you guys I've lost. I know a lot of you guys, think I'm done. But I'm here to tell you, I'm far from done. I'm just a new person now with new ideas and new projects in my mind. We're going to talk about some of those projects possibly in this podcast, maybe in the next couple. And of course, we're going to have to address something that I've kind of teased and made fun of for the past couple of years, which is the rebrand. Because I always make fun of everybody with the ridiculous use of the rebrand. You guys have heard me say it. You guys probably already know what I'm talking about when, some 17-year-old kid's like, hey, I changed my Xbox password. I've rebranded. You know what I mean? And it's like, come on, man. Now that I feel like, oh, shoot, I'm going to have to actually say, guys, I'm rebranding and then rebrand. Now, not JT for real, though. I will forever be JT for real, though, my friends. That is me. That is who I am. That is who I will always be. So that's different. But what I need to do is I'll step back real quick. I've noticed, and this is really great. And any of you guys listening to this right now, I am talking to you. Because anyone who's listening to this episode will most likely have listened to my previous ones and other ones. And that means you guys, whether you're new or old school, you're still here for me. And that's the fire. Like that's the coal getting put into the furnace for me. That's what I've needed so far. And that's what's starting to get me back in action. Even though, like I said, 6 months, whatever, before even the pandemic, all of these things, I took this time off, and in between these many months, I've looked into, my podcast numbers. And like I said, after months and months and months going by, you eventually assume it's either going to die, disappear, fall into obscurity, whatever. But I certainly hasn't flourished without new episodes or anything like that. It is absolutely just, tanked in your listens. But of course, that's normal. I mean, who would watch a show or listen to a show that doesn't put an episode for half a year? But this is what excited me, this is what I wanted to talk about, and this is why I'm not going anywhere, is there's still, even after all this time, there's still people finding the content. They're still finding the cast. They're still finding things I say. I'm still getting messages. Not a lot, not as many, not even close. I mean, even like 10%, maybe of the messages I used to get, but that's still existing where people will say on Twitter, hey man, hey, thanks a lot. That was, kind of badass. Thanks a lot. You helped me out. Or another person says, hey, your content has helped me out throughout the years, Let me help you out. Things like that. Those things are they mean the world to me. And even if it's just one or two things said, sometimes people might not realize that. I mean, that it's like gold. It's like gold money. Those little compliments are probably more important than you realize. So let's talk about something that I should have talked about a while ago. I should have addressed that month, that day, and it's embarrassing that I didn't. But as we know, this original name of this show is Mixing Up on Mixer, and Mixer no longer exists. Yeah, no longer exists. Most of you guys would know that. It'd be very surprising if you're listening to this and you don't know that, because you would already be in the community and in the space. So as we all know, Mixer is gone. It is non-existent. They did their best to shuffle some of the partners over to Facebook Gaming, and that's where we are with that. So that is obviously the clear as day part of the rebrand, because I have to at least at a minimum rebrand the fact that it's not a Mixer-centric show, obviously, and that and what are my choices there? What am I going to do? And that's what I wanted to share with you guys as well. And hopefully, if I'm lucky, if you guys can catch me on Twitter, JT Farildo, at JT Farildo, JTFareeldoe, hit me up on there. Let me know what you're thinking. Let me any ideas you have. I'm willing to start looking into stuff that other people want me to look into. And, I'll do guests and stuff again too, but I really want to get back to the roots of this cast, which really made it originally popular at the beginning, which was just me telling the truth, It was me seeing things in the space and then telling you the truth about it. It was me finding things out about myself and other people and telling you the truth about it. That has always been, to me, even if I didn't talk about it internally, it's been the cornerstone or the focal point of everything I've ever done and my content and the point of my content. Because that's the thing people forget too. You need to have a point in your content. There needs to be a reason for it. Whether it's a target audience, something you're trying to say, whatever it is. But what I've always wanted to project was truth. I mean, absolutely and utterly. The truth is means a lot to me. It's very important to me. And I feel like, and I've talked about this a lot, in the world, the world as it's becoming, with social media and everything, as we all know, and influencers having such, influence, and all these things, there's a strong, thick, and disgusting layer of lies and virtue signaling and fakery and nonsense and you know, fake advocates that are advocating things that you should just be a good person. You don't need to advocate it. Just be a person, and then you are like I feel like don't get me wrong. Saying hey, you know, I'm pro, you know, LGBTQ2, you know, and any of these things. Of course, that's perfect. That's amazing. That's how the world should be. But in my mind, I want to eventually just get to the place where it's crazy to think otherwise. You know, that's where I've always wanted to be. It's you don't need to say, hey, look how good I am, because it should be assumed. And the only people that really, like, you should be kind of going, hey, what's going on there, are the people that don't agree with that. And mind you, it's all, the most of these conversations out there about this type of stuff, it's, like I said, it's generally virtue signaling. It's people, it's ableism. It's people saying, hey, you know, look at me, look. I'm a good person, even though that's what you should be. You know, not, hey, I did this good act. Hey, I provided this amazing thing for somebody. It's just, hey, I think this thought that everyone else thinks, and no one other than the scum of the earth is on the other side of these arguments or these discussions. And that is what I'm going to be rallying against, as always. I'm not going to be letting these... Oh, another thing, part of the rebrand is I am going to be saying names eventually. JT the journalist is back, baby, and I'm not going to be just sitting behind my, I won't call people out anymore. That's gone. That's over. If you are a scumbag, if you're a creep, if you're a bastard, Hunter Tossin style, the bastards, I'm not going to let them win. Shit, man. What are you going to do, man? Anything worth doing? It's worth doing right. Buy the ticket, take the ride, brother. And that's what I mean. Buy the ticket, take the ride, brother. And that's what I'm about. I'm about, you do, you provide, you get provided for, you help, you get helped. And if you're out here just trying to trick everybody into thinking you're a good person while just sucking away at everyone, then I'm coming for you. Because I'm here, and I know I have enough people that believe in me, care about me, and care about this content, that they know I'm not joking. I'm not joking. I know people like the drama, but I'm going to be cutting right through that to the source of it, and we're going to be talking about those things. This, of course, is within the streaming space, gaming space, but more importantly, I want to dip a teeny bit more into just content creation in general, and not just game streaming, although we'll be back to that, and I'll touch upon that right now, too, while it's part of what I'm speaking on. I've noticed, particularly from my own content, once I stepped too long away from it, I kind of lost a lot of the things I was actively working towards. Like, okay, for example, I was an ARC streamer for a while and doing extremely well, and I really, really enjoyed it, and had a pretty growing community in that because it was a game that had already had a strong community. Either way, it was awesome, it was great, but it had a focus. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was like, okay, I could talk about the skills, the PvP part of it. There was a very... Like, it was like a very inclusive type of content where there was certain things you could talk about, certain things you could do, and it was easy to pre-plan because you just basically jump into it and see how it goes. Now, the reason why I bring this up, because I feel like other people are going to be in this situation like I am, which is they've done a certain type of content. I mean, think about all the Fortnite streamers out there where it just isn't it anymore. Like, it's not what, you know, people are dying for, you know, stuff like even GTA streamers from Mixer going over to Twitch and watching their numbers, you know, drop to 10% of what they were originally used to. They're like, shoot, what do I do? Now the question is, what do? Do you continue with GTA? Do you continue with, you know, Fortnite or whatever? Or do you say, screw it, you start looking into new games? Or, like I really would like to do, and I'm going to be doing my best to do over the next couple months, is start creating some content that's not within the same realm of what I've always been doing. Now, don't get me wrong, I feel like as time goes by and as more things are created, as I get back more into the space and more excited about everything, I believe the fact that people are going to want to see me live, and I'm going to want to see people as well, like live, and I want to be able to chat with them, do my thing, I think that is what's going to bring me back to a more consistent live streaming schedule. Here we are. Like always, I put way too much on my plate all of the time. It's always what I do. I'm like, okay, cool. It's time to do the podcast. Then I'm going to do this project where it does a multi-podcast. I'm going to write an ebook about it. And then I'm going to do a couple articles on it. And during that time, I'm going to do it live. And then I'm going to, you know what I mean? Like every time. So then I'm like, time to do it. And then I sit there like, oh my God. Oh my God. These are like 80 things. I'll never get these done. Let me just go stare at the wall for 10 hours. You know what I mean? And then I do nothing. Then I do nothing. So, and... In the other aspect, which I've talked about this before too, is ever since streaming, I mean, this is like the 3 years ago, but for the first 2 years, I went from being a fairly fit person and paying attention to that type of thing, my eating, my food, my fitness, everything, to the opposite. I mean, completely uncaring, ate like crap. I mean, for like 2 straight years, a long time. And not all of that is, you know, I mean, it's all my fault. But the reason for part of that is that I started, you know, a new life. I had started a new life with a girlfriend at the time. You know, we'd moved in together, and you know, she lived differently. You know, she just had different diet and stuff like that. So I kind of fell into that style. And with streaming, you end up spending, you know, 13 hours in an office room at home sitting down. You know what I mean? Every day, all day, every day, every day, every day, all day, all night, every day. Over and over and over again, and having snacks, and just so no exercise. So anyway, so over this time, I mean, I've talked about this before, but I gained, I'm a tall guy, I'm 6'4", so I can kind of hide it. You know, people kind of joke, they're like, you always talk about you got big and small, and you don't look any different, but it's 40 pounds. So I'm tall enough and large enough where 40 pounds isn't, you can't see it that much, but to me, it is night and day. I mean, it's the difference from feeling tired and shitty from doing something easy, or feeling like a superhuman. So, I thought about it, I've been thinking about it more and more lately, and I think that is one of many, 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 many aspects of what kind of took me out, you know, kind of took me out. And I don't want to say took me out, just knocked me down, because it's a struggle. It's always a fight. And like everyone always says, it's not about just walking in and going, yeah, I win, and just knocking your opponent about. No, it's about taking hits. It's about falling down. It's about getting back up. It's about failing, 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 winning, failing, 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 and then winning in the end. That's what it's about. And I know I've done it. I've taken punches, but I've won fights. I've hammered down folks. I know, and this is like, I guess, particular for me. I really hope other people listening to this can draw something from this, because I know that there's no way that I'm the only person. There's no way. I mean, there must be hundreds, possibly thousands of people that had the same similar early successes that I did. And then due to the fact that they didn't push forward during the gold moment. And that's me. Like for instance, you know, a mixer, like some people were there for years, you know, and you know, had only, you know, 1,000 followers or 100 followers or whatever. You know, I was there, with me taking 6 months off and people there that entire time up until a couple months ago, I was still, you know, pushing 9,000, and I probably would have been over 10,000 very quickly without even being around. So I know for a fact that what I was originally doing and the effort that I originally put forward was enough to succeed in a way where I made a popular podcast. That's actually one of the really exciting parts. And it's not something I ever expected to do. I didn't walk into streaming thinking about a podcast ever. It had nothing. This was completely, completely separate, and it was just created. And that's another reason why you just say screw it and jump into things. It's kind of like even today, right now, talking to you guys. I had a couple things I wanted to talk about. I've had some things in my mind over the past few weeks. But right now, I was at home. I have a few hours before I had to do some things. I had to leave. And I thought, you know what? There is no reason for me to keep waiting. Yeah, I mean, really, there's no reason for me to keep waiting. There's no reason for me to just put you guys on ice any longer and let you guys forget about me. You know, I'm serious. I'm serious because I know for a fact that I have things. I can provide things. I know that. I know that. And obviously, I have to prove that to you guys, and that's fine. All you need to do for this deal is just turn this podcast on. You know, pop on Spotify, pop on, you know, Google Podcast, whatever it is, follow it, you know, do the jazz for me, please. Hey, if you share it too, that'd be freaking amazing. That's all you got to do. That's your deal. You don't have to, it's never going to cost anything. There's nothing like that. All you got to do is listen. And that's your end of the deal. My end of the deal is I'm going to spend every day pushing forward to make not only myself better, but you guys better. I mean, not just, you know, not just streaming, but like I said, content creation and possibly parts of life, because I've lived a pretty strange and wild life that is very, very different than the average person. And we'll get into that later, much later, like much, much later. It's something I don't talk about very often, but a lot of people don't realize, like, I've been through some shit. I've seen things that most people have never seen. I've done things people have never done. I've had a really wild and crazy lifestyle until I, you know, in my younger life, you know, younger life. And then, you know, I chilled out and became a completely different person throughout the years. And now I have these experiences and these stories that I know are unbelievably unique. And I want to share some of those with you, but most importantly, the insights from those things, so that people out there that are just, you know, either don't go out that much, or maybe aren't that social, or I mean everything. I mean, even the most social, that all can draw something from this, because I know for fact that I have things to provide, whether it's knowledge, stories, skills, everything. I know I do, and I want to. Now, why do I want to do this? It's like kind of like, I want to explain myself. Some people might be like, okay, so, you know, what's your angle, bro? What's your angle? What are you trying to work here? What are you trying to do? Who are you scamming? You know, no, obviously not. But that's my point. It's like, it seems like, okay, so who wants to be selfless? You know what I mean? I do. And not just because, not other than the fact that, oh, I'm just bored or whatever. It just, this is something I've wanted to do. This is something that's excited me and filled me with joy and passion for years. And I miss it. I miss it a lot. I truly do. I miss it a lot. And that's why. Because it's something that I never knew I'd love, fell into, and really fell for. And I'm excited, to step back into it. So what I'm going to do, at least for the next couple months, I'm going to be putting out some podcasts. It's not going to be live streaming oriented for the next couple episodes. Eventually it will be. So don't worry, anybody out there looking for stream tips, those will be here. Those will be coming back. Don't worry, all that type of stuff. But frankly, just like I said, I want everything to be about truth. I wasn't going to sit here, and I've seen people do it. I've been watching from the sidelines, even though I've been quiet. I'm not going to sit here not streaming, you know, or not actively streaming, or not actively finding successes in live content creation, or just regular content creation, recorded pieces. I'm not going to do that and then tell you, like, not do any of that for months and then say, yeah, this is how you do it, and talk out of my ass. That's asshole shit. You know what I mean? That's asshole shit. That's something you just ignore. That's nonsense. That's nonsensical. It's just something that I'm not going to do. And I feel like now that I'm kind of, like I said, getting back into things, what I'm going to do is just going to share. I'm going to take you guys with me on the journey. And it's the coming back. And it's a bummer too, because I'm like, oh man, I sound like a broken record. I feel like there's like 7 different podcasts where I'm like, I'm back. And it's like, when you hear that too many times, you start being like, this asshole's not back. So, you know what I mean? And I understand that. I know that. I'm aware of it. I just want you to know I'm aware of it. I'm not just this guy out here talking to my ass. I truly am in a completely different position in my life as well. For one, I'm a single gentleman now. Single man. Ladies out there? Single man? No. I'm staying single for a long time. And that's kind of part of what excites me about this. Because I'm in a strange position that not everyone finds themselves in. And I could either see it as a terrible situation that's depressing or whatever. And I'm going to be real with you guys, like always. At the point of my life now, many of my friends, and this is just a horrible aspect of my life and existence. And a lot of my friends, like my friends who were growing up, have passed away, even though I'm a pretty darn young guy. I'm like my best friends, like all my whole young crew, and I was like almost everyone that was super super close to me friend wise is passed away, which for someone my age is it's obscene. Nobody, that's not true for most people. So I find myself a little bit like I don't want to say lonely, because that's lame. It sounds lame because I'm not, but it's like I find myself in a position where I don't have a lot of social, you know, needs, and I'm like a super, super extrovert and a hyper, super introvert. It depends on the day. And I think that's another thing that I can offer, because I can sit in a room for 3 weeks on a computer writing something and never see anybody and it not really bother me. Or I could go out and party and not be in my house for a week and hanging out with different people. Like, I really can play both roles, which I think has helped me become a good streamer, because I can put in the side work while also, you know, being like, hey, what's up, everybody? It's JT. What to do? You know what I mean? I can also kind of turn on, you know, I can activate and be that person that I like to be, particularly entertaining for everybody. So so anyway, let me get back to, before I get all over the place here, let me get back to, you know, why I'm doing these things. So since I'm, like I said, in this particular position with, you know, not as many social things that I need to, you know, what's the word I'm looking for there? Social, whatever. social thingies, you know, things I got to do with, you know, friend dates. I don't have those anymore. I no longer, you know, I'm no longer in a relationship, well, you know, with a lady. I'm no longer, you know, it's just me. It's just me out here starting over. The cool thing is, and I want to point this out to everybody, so everybody is also knowing what I've been up to. In the time that I've taken off from my creation and my streaming, I went to make money. And that's It's funny because that's another truth, and I can't wait to say this too because I feel like, yeah, I'll say it, baby. Everyone lies about that. Like, everyone always tries to like skirt around the conversation when it comes to money. And look, you can look it up, man. I never for years ever cared about a dollar when it came to the stream. Like, I very rarely asked for donations. That stuff obviously would have been cool and really great, but I never ever pushed forward towards that. And that also might have been a failing point. Because if monetarily things were a little bit stronger from the things I was creating and the times I spent, I might have put more time in it just knowing, like, hey, this is going to take care of things in the back end, you know, money-wise, bills, stuff like that. So maybe it's worth the effort and the motivation. Now, the reason why I bring that up is because that never was. I've never really been into that. It's never really been my thing. So things are different now. It's been months. I've had to now, of course, I'm now on my own in the world, out here in the world. It's just me. It's just old JT. I don't really have a lot of family members. It's just, it's me and you guys. It's me and you guys. And that's, I think that it can sound, obviously it can sound like a bummer, but at the same time, I'm pretty damn sure that gives me, it's the Infinity Gauntlet. It's a power. Yeah, it's scary. It might destroy me, but it's a power that not many people have. And it's a position that allows me to do things that not many people could do. Because some people, you know, some people at this point, a lot of people I know, something that, you know, they have kids at this point, they have or family members, or they have certain things that they cannot, they're not allowed to, I mean, not allowed, but they wouldn't allow themselves to just say, hey, here is my life for you guys, or here, not my life, but, you know what I mean, here's my time in my life, here's a good portion of what I'm doing for you guys to build off of, to learn off of, to grow off of. Particularly, like, socially, that's something I'm really excited to do, too. It's a skill I don't talk about, because if you talk about it, people start to look at you badly. But socially, I have some particularly incredible skills socially that I really want to share with you guys. You know, the ways to speak to people, and it's not like about manipulation. It's more about win-wins, because I don't like the negative part of it. I like it. There's a way to live as a win-win existence. Which means you're, you know, we're during conversations, deals, transactions, whatever it is, collaborations. You always, if you look into it deep enough, you look into the situation, you almost always can make it win-win. And truly, truly, that's the way to do it. Like, it really is. And everyone out there's always trying to, you know, just get their end. You know, like, for instance, even people with their socials, you know what I mean? Like, they're trying to get followers, but they won't follow anyone because it makes the number look. It's like, get out of here. You're already trying to make it win-lose. You gotta make it win-win, and we'll talk about that later. That's such a broad subject with just so many facets to it that I can't just pop into it now, but I just wanted to touch upon some of these things because this episode is really about preparing for the rebrand, preparing for the next step, explaining to you guys why I find myself in a particularly special position where I think I can provide you guys with some of the most unique stuff probably I've ever done. And like I said, it's because I don't have anybody to answer to. And again, I'm not trying to pretend that I don't see the sadness within that, because it is. It's also a little, like, it's like, oh man, really? Lonely dude, you know, but no. I don't see it that way. I see it as I'm a badass mother effer. And I am. I'm a dope cat that can do amazing things, that's confident, super intelligent, fast, and a beast. That's all I know. And that's the only way you can do things. Because if you don't see yourself that way and you don't believe yourself as to be that person, then you're never going to be that person, and you're never going to be able to create the things that that person can create. And I already know I can because I've done it. And that's another check mark on my resume of being able to provide things to you guys. So just know that over the next couple months and even weeks, that things are going to be popping out that might not be exactly what you're used to. Like, what was this doing? It's not even a video game. Or try your best to follow along. As long as you care about me at all, or if you've gotten anything positive from any of my content, from these episodes, these podcasts, these are like I said, I put these out there for you guys, and at the same time, I put them out there for me. I'm able to talk about some things that I don't talk to anybody about. I mean, like some of the things I talked about now. These, some of these things I've never said out loud to anybody. They don't even know what I think about. You know what I mean? It's just, it's you guys. It's you guys. It's who, it's you guys listen to this podcast that I'm here for. And more importantly, people that have always been there for me, even that have taken some time off, like Team For Real though. I know you guys out there, anybody out there, you know, that are either subtle, somewhat affiliated or still consider themselves a member. I promise you, we didn't go anywhere. I didn't go anywhere. We took the time off during a time that I needed to take off. The relationship was crashing, and it was crashing my mental state, and it ruined everything. And now that I'm out of that, and now that I'm essentially rebranding my life, you know what I mean? I wanna use this time. I wanna use this special moment to, like I said, to basically turn myself into, the ultimate piece of content. I mean, I know that sounds a little grand, but I wanna, due to the fact, like I said, I mean, even the simple logistical issues of like. Not that I'm going to do it, but I could, you know, throw a camera in my room and, you know, because I have, you know, office in my bedroom, and I could throw a camera in my room and I don't have to worry about, like, someone else, you know, oh, what are you doing? There's a camera in here. Oh, I'm naked. You know, like, stuff. I don't have to worry about those things. I can prepare everything because right now I am the master of my own universe. I don't have to answer to anybody. And, oh, and like I started to say before when I was speaking about money, let me get back to that. I know I bounce around a lot, guys. I'm sorry about that. But the money aspect, I've... not rich or anything, and I, you know, I'm not like balling too much right now, but in the time I took off, I've been working my ass off and doing unbelievable amounts of overtime. And I took basically zero and went from zero content to, you know, 100% monetary, you know, gain with my time. You know, I stopped creating and I started stacking cheddar, baby, scooping up that Skrilla. You know what I mean? That's what I was doing. You know what I mean? That's what I was doing. And honestly, it was great because I'm in a completely different position now. When I was streaming before, that was actually another part of it too. Since I was essentially, you know, fairly broke and fairly, you know, constrained with what I can do monetarily back then. I mean, not only could I not even really buy a game unless someone donated, which was insane, but you know, it also was a good part because I didn't have to think about extra stuff. I just did it. I just created stuff and that was it. And then I could also make things a bigger deal. Like I remember back then when I first started, tossing $50 to start up a website was like a big deal. I mean, obviously that seems ridiculous. You know what I mean? It should be ridiculous. And now I'm in a position where that is ridiculous. If I want to do that, I'll do that. You know what I mean? I don't have tons of money, but like I said, now I'm in a position where if I need to put some money towards whether it's advertising, creating something, maybe making a product, whatever it is, I have a little bit of that now. So now I have different resources. So that's another thing I wanted to point out as well. Like I said, it's not crazy. I'm not doing amazing, whatever. And even as I say this right now, I'm looking out my window of my place. Look at my brand new car I got this week. Chrysler 200, 2016, looks dope. No, but it's sweet. You know what I mean? I'm feeling good. And back when I first, you know, when I was streaming and originally doing stuff, I was, you know, I didn't have anything. So I just want to point out, and I've said it a few times now, but it's a different era. I'm a different person slightly, but only increased. You know, I'm reinvigorated. But like I said, I've built myself up in a totally different area of life in the time that I've taken off. And I really hope that now that I have a little bit more resources, now that my time is expanded and contracted at the same time, meaning now the fact that now that I have a completely other full-time job in healthcare, in mental health care, I'm very busy, my hour wise. My hours are kicked. But here's the thing: when I'm free of the, you know, when during my free time, I have almost zero obligations. So that's what I wanted to explain to you guys. I'm going to start making some things that are a little bit more in your face, right? Following me along with some stuff, following me along with this journey of coming back into things, and more importantly, this is, I'm excited about this, but I'm also extremely nervous about this. I want to expand and get right really deep back into the team. Like, I really want to get, I want to bring the Discord back where we're talking on a daily basis, where we have plans and it's not just like, hey, yeah, you know, let me just talk about something that happened to me that day. More like, hey, do we have plans? Does anybody want to do something? Let's try to collaborate. Let's bring in new members. And I also think, locally is something that most of us don't really pay attention to. And I think if we can literally, if each of us in different areas of the country, in different areas of the world, start, you know, working together, but also locally using the power of their locale, I think that's a whole area, a whole new aspect of creation and content that nobody really delves into. Like, for instance, I mean, maybe I'm a little bit more, what's the word I'm looking for there? But either way, maybe I'm thinking differently because I live on Cape Cod, and Cape Cod is very, very, you know, it's like a community within, you know, the world. It's like, you know, there's a bridge, and then everyone on one side of that bridge, it's like everyone knows each other, and then everything on the other side is that's the rest of the world. And a lot of people, including myself, kind of fall into this mindset. But that also means I live basically on this big island where you can kind of become a person or where everybody knows you and stuff like that. Things like that. And I just want to bring that up because I really believe that is another gray space or white space that can be filled. And that's something I've talked about for a long time. And I actually think it's one of my most valuable pieces of content throughout the years is when I've taken the time to explain current white spaces or current, I think white space is the word I'm looking for, but current gray areas or white space within the streaming space or the content creation landscape, because that's what people are always looking for. You know what I mean? It's like Mixer at the very beginning. Like, I just saw it. I mean, it was so obvious. It was like the day I looked at it, I was like, oh my God, look at the amount of people. I mean, it's on the freaking Xbox dashboard. Like, that alone was like, wow. I was on there. I mean, I've told people when they're like, hey, what are you doing streaming? What's that? And I'm like, think about it like this. There's been times throughout the past couple of years, if you just turned on your Xbox, you could be anywhere in the world. You turn on your Xbox and you pushed one button, which was switch over to the Mixer thing. I've been on the front page a couple of times. So it's like, so I explained to them, hey, there's times where if you would turn on your Xbox at home and you pushed a button, you would have saw me there. And they're like, wait, what? And then when you think about that, that's unbelievable. Think about the amount of Xboxes out there. Think about that opportunity. And I saw that at the time, and I obviously worked towards it fairly well at the time, but I didn't, you know, it didn't land. It didn't hit like where everybody else, like a lot of other people did, but it's okay. I still understood that it was there, and I still understand that now when I see in white spaces or areas where there can be innovation or expansion, I really, really take that seriously because that's one of my abilities. That's definitely one of my abilities. I have a keen sense of that, keen sense of trends as they're happening. And that's what's kind of kept me alive or kept me relevant this whole time, even with the amount of times that I've taken off. So before I get too much into just talking about myself, I'm sorry, guys, if I got a little too much about myself there. I really like to jump in between personal stories and giving you some more practical advice here. But as for, let's step into that before we run out of time here. As for practical advice, I don't, like I said earlier, I don't want to talk out of turn. I don't think this first episode of this transition episode. This isn't an episode yet of the new show because, you know, we haven't changed anything. I'm gonna even have to change the what it do, because I say like mix up on Mixer and stuff. I'm gonna have to change everything. And that's awesome because that's gonna give a whole new breathe new life into this whole entire process. And before I go off too far, some of the pieces of content, now this worries me a little bit. I wanna do, it's not necessarily fitness content because, for one thing, I haven't gone to school for that. And I don't know enough about, like, the actual specific nutrition. You know, I don't want to talk, like, again, I don't want to talk out of school. But what I will do is bring you on my journey and the way I've done things. Because, yet again, years ago, I've already done this. You know what I mean? Like, I've already gone through this. I've already seen the results. And I whooped that ass. Like, I whooped that ass. I turned myself into a superhuman. You know, about like 3.5 years ago, like I said, right before I met, you know, my ex-girlfriend, I was a beast. And I can tell you all, it's true. Like when you really do feel like it was insane. Like I feel like it's like a, like it was a magic potion I don't have anymore or something, but I want it back. I want that back. I want that power back. And I don't mean power only in a shitty way. I mean, like I want to be able to get up and walk, run somewhere and it just be easy. You know, things like that. It's incredible. And that's something that, it just seemed, oh, whatever, no big deal. But I think that's one of the other things that got in my way is that throughout the time when I was in great shape and fully, you know, always feeling good. And I think that was part of where some of my fire came from. Because you're energized and you feel good. And someone talks about something, you're like, yeah, I'm going to stream off. So you stream 20, 10 hours go by. And you're like, yeah, it doesn't even matter. And everything just keeps going. Now, I feel like over time, all these you know, the loss of interest from my ex when it came to streaming too. So like, so all of a sudden it went from a 2-person thing to a 1-person, and then since I took too much time off, some of my homies kind of did their own thing. So I started feeling like I lost some of my homies, you know, on the team, and all those little things started to chip away at my, you know, my passion and my ability to keep creating. So, and like I said, and more importantly, I don't think I realized at all that the lack of fitness adding those added pounds and the bad food affects you mentally. It affects you mentally. Like, I think I've all of a sudden I woke up, you know, 2 years later, freaking 40 pounds heavier, wondering why I don't have any energy and I'm tired and I don't feel like doing stuff. You know what I mean? It's like, wait a minute, it should be obvious. And I think it is. As of now, it's obvious. So that's another thing. I believe all of these things are going to combine for the win. I don't think you can win by just going, yeah, I made some cool YouTube videos. I think you need to win. No, not just think. I know that I and we, all of you guys out there listening that are trying to gain something from this and that I want to provide to, this is something that I believe is one of the keys. And I want to get into the paradise land. I want to get the keys to the kingdom, and I don't want to run in there and lock the door. I want to hand everyone a key. That's, you know what I mean? I want to earn this key with you guys. And I don't think there's any possible chance of getting to that lovely and amazing end by laying around, complaining, being negative, you know what I mean? All those things. And that's another thing. I'm glad I just thought about that. That's the other thing I'm going to be creating towards. And that's another push towards the brand. It's truth, obviously, being the single strongest point of what I want to do. But it's also making sure that people, or at least the people that are the team and people affiliated with me and my crew and the people that we're going to be building back up with, all understand that, like, this fake positivity stuff going out there, it's just so bad. You know, it's just caustic and vitriolic and silly word for that, but you know what I mean. It's just gross. It's venomous, and I feel like. I have some content ideas, which I'll talk about. I'll end this podcast actually with that, this new idea that I've been talking about a little bit online, and we'll talk about now. And I wanted to explain it a teeny bit more, because I feel like some people checking it out or reading it, because I'm talking about the Supervillain Project, might not understand where I'm coming from there. It looks kind of weird. They might not fully understand what the content's about. So, in regards to what I just said, with like basically fake positivity and stuff like that, I want to start creating various content within a project I'm calling the Supervillain Project. Now, again, before I get anywhere, this is the disclaimer, real quick. This isn't about being negative or being a bad person. It's the opposite. It really is the opposite. It's about spreading true positivity in real acts of, you know, kindness or good or whatever. But the real stuff, while by basically jokingly showing you the other side of the same exact coin. And to give you an example of that, it's like someone being like, yeah, okay, let's just say something. Hey, I want to get fit. You know, like we were just talking about. I'll give you an example. Hey, I want to get fit. I want to lose some pounds. I want to, you know, be a stronger human being. And you're like, okay, you know, you can do it this fake. Oh, yeah, just be super positive every day. And you just wake up every day and you eat avocado toast and you just smile. And like, you know, it's like, and obviously no one says that. But I'm exaggerating, clearly. But my point, I hope you get my point. My point is that's nonsense. It's not going to work. Pretending things are great, and that's fake. That's nonsense. That's fake. And it's a perspective. It's a way to look at things that I think a lot of people, most people, particularly on socials and streamer Twitter and whatnot, that's the norm. Like, faking that, you know, just be super positive. Like, for instance, I talk about this a lot too. It's like all the people who are like, hey man, I'm just thinking, I love you so, like, it's a post a video guy dancing around. I love you guys so much and your day is going to be so awesome and I can't wait. It's like, you don't know who I am. I could be a murderer right now. So are you telling me that you love me and you think I should have a good day and I'm a murderer? Like, these posted to everybody things like, you're so dope today. It's bullshit and I hate it because it's fake positivity. If you want to be positive, be positive. If you want to tell someone they're amazing, find out why they're amazing and then tell them about it. Don't just do a blanket statement to everyone saying, you rock, bro, because guess what? You just told a scumbag, you know, woman beater that he's a great guy. Screw that guy. That guy needs to die. You know what I mean? Like, no, but you get what I'm saying. Like, you can't, it's fake. There's nothing behind it. It's nonsense. So I'm creating this new way of thinking, this new content. Like I said, I eventually would like to take, like, when I'm done, I want to end it all basically with making a, like, an ebook out of it. And I want to make, I think I'm thinking three phases. Basically, it's like the physical, mental, and then the master plan. You know, because you need to, that's another thing. I came to this conclusion because I kept putting way too many things on my plate and becoming overwhelmed and then falling off over and over and over again. And finally, I realized there's things I want to do in my life, which is get back in shape. And I have been. That's the thing, too. The past couple months, I've been secretly doing that. So I'm actually already strongly on that path. So jumping into it now is going to be nice and less. It'll be fun. So part of that is I want to get back into my previous shape and previous mental state so that I can know for a fact that maybe a lack of motivation or a lack of excitement or something that I'm not doing, it isn't because I ate too many goddamn chicken wings. You know what I mean? I want to know it's because, and dude, people aren't lying, man. You know what I mean? Like, I went on a 4-4 mile run the other day. I got back. I felt like I could throw a car. I felt like somebody just like I could fly. You know what I mean? Like, it's real. Like, it's real. And imagine if I was about to stream at that point or I was about to make some content. That would have poured right into my content. The happiness, the excitement, the true, real positivity that I gained from doing something amazing. Like, that's all real. And that's what I want to share with you guys. And hopefully, when you, you know, when you hear those things and I explain to you, like, remind you, hey, it really is worth it. It really kicks ass. I hope some of you guys do this with me. And then at the same time, over time, we can do these things together. And then as a team, I'm telling you, like I said, I'm putting the word out there right now. I am accepting everyone and anyone that wants to say, you know what, I want to create stuff. I want to do stuff, and I need a crew to do it. I need friends to talk about these things with. Anyone out there that's thinking that, you know, hey, that'd be kind of cool, you're invited. Like, I'm telling you right now, if you're listening to this right now, you're listening to this podcast, and you're like, is he talking to me? Yeah, I'm absolutely talking to you. It's different. You come to my Discord, you catch me on Twitter, and I can send you my Discord. That's where the hub is going to be. We're going to, you know, that's where things are going to be talked about, and I want to touch base with who's still with me, who has gone on to greener pastures or whatever, and that's fine too. That's fine too. So either way, I just want to put that out there. You are invited. what you get back home to play your fuzzy warbles on? You are invited. That's from Clockwork Orange, guys, in case you wonder. People are like, fuzzy warbles? What's this guy talking about? Nah. So, but anyway, seriously, you are invited. I want to meet some new blood. I know that I have plenty to offer. And I want to get the band back together. And I hate that I know I've said it before. I know I have. But it's different now. It's different now. Like I said, there isn't anybody in my way. There's nothing in my way. I mean, there's nothing. And there's nothing that can be in my way. Because between me and Team For Real Dough, we're a goddamn unstoppable force. And that's what we're going to continue to be. And that's what we're going to grow into. So I want to let everybody know that I'm here. I'm not going anywhere. And that I want to be the center point of all of us taking steps into places that we've always wanted to go. And I don't care if that sounds grand, because it isn't. That's just because if you're thinking that, then you need me, because fuck all that nonsense. You need me. That we are going to take those next levels. Any time that's passed, it doesn't matter. Those are just things that you've learned. That's just experience gained. So I didn't want to make this too long, and I know I bounced like a million different subjects. I know I do it. I'm sorry. I will get better. I have taken a long time off, so I'm a little rusty. I can assure you that the cast will be a little cleaner, a little bit more formatted over the next few months. But I just needed to get this out to you guys. I needed to speak to you guys. I needed you guys to know that I'm here, and I'm hatching a goddamn plan. I'm twisting my mustache. I don't have one, and I'm hatching a plan. That's what I'm doing, baby. I got a lady tied up on the train tracks, and I'm sitting here going, you know, I got my secret scheme. No, but really, I'm excited. I really wanted you guys to know that we're gonna be doing some things, and that this isn't just a rebrand. It's not just the rebrand. It's also a whole. It's another step. It's the new path. It's the new way. So my friends, this is your. It's been your dude. It's your homie, JT For Real Dough. For my homies out there, #TeamForRealDough. I love you, and I'm glad you still are out there in the world. anyone out there that's still ready to get back into it, to start swinging. And because like I said, it's not going to be only about the live gaming content anymore. It's going to be about other creation. It's going to be about pre-recorded things. And it's going to be about the supervillain project. Because like I said, the supervillain project is going to be about a new perspective on positivity through like, you know, through jokes and parody. You know, like I said, it's kind of like I said, you know, an excerpt, I believe, from one of my chapters, because I've written some of this already. It's like, you know, don't worry about if you don't have a group of people that like you right now. Because when you become a supervillain, you can make them. You know, it's a joke. You know what I mean? It's a joke. And it's, and what that really means, what you're supposed to draw from that is, don't worry about what's happening right now. Make yourself into a better person. Build yourself up into a more positive being. And all those things that you want will come to you. They'll just happen. It will just happen. And that's what it's about. Like I said, that's what it's about. So just to explain and understand the next few, maybe some of the podcasts, some of the videos I'm going to be putting out. The Supervillain Project is, like I said, it is a new way and a fun way to look at this nonsensical positivity fakery that we see out there and putting it into real life, making it real, making people tell the truth, but, you know, basically telling the truth ourselves and showing people that you don't have to put on this fake virtue signaling to, you know, to make yourself look cool. Like, screw that. How about actually do good things for people, and then it's a win-win. And that comes back to what I'm talking about. It's about win-wins. I'm all about win-wins. So, guys, let's do this. Let's get together. Let's talk on Discord. Remember my Twitter. Anything. I'm completely available. Talk to me as much as you want. Send me messages. I'm up for anything. I'm up for collaborations. And honestly, you know what? One thing I'm going to say this. I am going to say this. I have been, for anyone listening out there that runs their own podcast, why the hell haven't you invited me? I'm not joking. I'm a freaking awesome podcast guest. And I swear, none of the folks out here have ever fucking invited me on their podcast, and I don't understand it. So I'm saying it out there. Get me on your damn podcast, people. I'm telling you, I'll show you a damn good show. And then until that time, why don't you come online? So you hit me up, my friends. Hit me up. All right? So if you can, if you're listening to this and you're like, you know what? He's back, baby. Can you please put on Twitter, right, he's back, or whatever, and share this episode? Or if you're, especially if you're on Spotify, please throw it on your Facebook or whatever. Say, he's back, baby. Because it's not just about Mixer and streaming anymore. It's about creating content. It's about becoming a goddamn supervillain and taking over the goddamn world. This has been your friend, JT For Real Dough. I love you all, my friends. And if you don't know For Real Dough, get to know For Real Dough.